welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. That is God's desire and God's will for us, that we should be filled with gratitude and thanksgiving as we ask largely. Why did he say we should do that? So our joy may be full. God has given us so many bountiful blessings. David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his bountiful benefits to me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. What is he saying that in that verse? He is aware of God's tremendous blessings in his life. And so thankfulness should be a characteristic of our daily walk in Jesus, not just at a time, at a holiday of Thanksgiving set aside to rightfully honor him for his many benefits in our lives and blessings upon the nation, but in our everyday life, we have so many reasons to thank him for his goodness, for his faithfulness, for his long suffering, for his mercy. What does David say? I will take the cup of salvation. He will appropriate all the blessings God has given to him. Even under the old covenant, they were wonderful. Under the new covenant, based on better promises, we have a fullness of opportunity as far as the many promises that God has given us that pertain to life and godliness, and that he would call upon the name of the Lord. What is that? That's simply prayer. And so as we focus on a theme of thanksgiving this week, I want to share with you a scripture as we go into the Word from the 16th chapter of John, verses 23 and 24. And these are the words of Jesus. And in that day, what is he talking about? The day that he was no longer with them. Ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And this is what David was saying, I will call upon the name of the Lord. Only those, beloved, who have been born into the body of Christ, those who have experienced the new birth, have the right, and what a powerful, tremendous privilege this is, that we can come to our Father, our Heavenly Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, to ask him in the name of Jesus to do whatever petition or request we've laid before him. And so what we want to look at in today's broadcast is to understand that not only are we to pray concerning whatever needs we have in our lives, but how to pray effectively so that our prayers may be answered. Many Christians go to the Lord in prayer and are very vague and not definitive in presenting their needs to God. And now you, for those of you who've walked with the Lord for a while or have no problem in prayer, for those who are new in the Lord, they may have real difficulty in understanding what it means to pray. That is really basically talking or dialoguing with the Lord. And should you be having problems in this area, instead of just saying, Lord, bless me, you might want to write down some specific requests and be very clear and defined in terms of what those requests are. And then you'd have them to refer to when you're praying. And you'll begin to see that as you are specific in making your requests known, you will then begin to see specific results. Sometimes we get caught up in the emotion of the problems we're in. And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to control our lives so that our petitions can be presented specifically and in a scriptural pattern and fashion. We need to be definite. So, beloved, don't be afraid to ask God specifically for what you need or what you want. Remember when Jesus approached those, and just before he performed tremendous miracles, the blind man or the man at the pool of Bethesda, what did he say? He said, what do you want? Now, it should have been obvious, obviously. They were sick. They needed healing. They needed to see. But Jesus, he didn't say it for his benefit, so as if he didn't understand or know. He was saying it for their benefit. And so, aside from being specific, we need to approach the Lord in the right manner. You know, you're not a worm. You're not a doormat for the devil. And you are not a slave to come cringing before the majesty on high. We, of course, we must not have arrogance of heart. We come in humility and in fear and reverence of the Lord. But we are children, children of God. And as such, our whole heart's desire ought to be that he may receive glory. And so as we pray, let us speak simply and plainly. And when our prayers are answered, you see, that's one of the reasons, and that's one of we know that we can pray scripturally, that it'll bring glory to God. And don't be afraid to open your heart. He knows everything about you. He knows everything that's going on. Lay your burden on the altar, as it were, and let him see it plainly. The scripture says, pour out your heart before him, O ye people. You can be extravagant in expressing how exactly you feel, not just logically or intellectually, but also how you feel, your emotions. Isn't it wonderful to have a friend that you can do this to, that he won't reprimand you, he won't accuse you, he won't condemn you? And so as we go about praying the correct way, understanding that we are in Christ, that he is in us and we are in him. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We should come to the Lord, to our Heavenly Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have to beg. We're simply asking, presenting our petitions, knowing that we have rights as children of God. We can't look at prayer from the standpoint of an unbeliever who doesn't understand it. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And I know that for anyone who loves the Lord, the greatest desire of your heart, of their heart, would be to please God. And in order to be scripturally correct, which always pleases him, we're to ask plainly and specifically in his name. We can simply say, Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that you're asking for. And when you make your request in the name of Jesus, your request is made worthy to be answered or granted. As you claim victory in his name, who's our heavenly advocate? Well, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And of course, that's a reminder of his glorious promise. And in other words, you're standing on the authority of the Word of God. He wants us to live and walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, to experience joy, to experience peace, to live in a state of thanksgiving for his goodness to us. And when any Christian or child of God fails, it's hurtful to the body of Christ. However, while we know we can't deny that sin is ever present with us, we will not be perfect until we're with the Lord in heaven. We, with our heart, we desire always to please God. We will not use grace for an excuse to sin. We ought always to conquer. We don't have to fail. And even when the battle is raging around us, we can have peace in Jesus. Jesus said in John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it, whatever your desire is, shall be done unto you. And beloved, it's a thrill to realize that everything you need, everything you desire to be or to do can be accomplished by living or abiding in Christ and by asking in His name. And beloved, it's up to each one of us to stand against whatever mountains may be in our pathway. But we don't do it in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, I promise, as you claim your spiritual dominion, as you begin walking in that dominion in Christ and dare to stand your ground in faith to subdue, you can change your I can'ts into I can. Why? Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if you do these things, you'll begin to see some of the greatest victories of your Christian experience. It'll give you freedom. And when you realize that Christ in you is greater than anything the devil can do in this world, life will become easier and simpler and more richly satisfying. As you pray to the Father in His name, Jesus' name, it'll give you a victorious confidence even before the results begin to pour in. Each of us in Christ are victorious. That's our position. So, beloved, begin to confess it. You don't have to force God to do anything for you. Ask in His name, in the name of Jesus, and begin thanking Him with a grateful heart, and you can have whatsoever you dare to choose. Stop thinking of your problems as being outside the realm of possibility. Stop thinking that things and circumstances have the greater power, because, beloved, the power of Christ in you is greater than all the power of Satan in this world. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, and perhaps it's you're having difficulties in praying or really maintaining an attitude of thanksgiving or thankfulness, then I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. I pray for you every day. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,